Welcome in. This is an intermediate Ableton Live 12 masterclass on building proper old school jungle and drum and bass pads using resampling workflows. The goal is simple. We're going to make a pad that feels like it came from a record, not a clean modern preset sitting on top of the mix, but something haunted, wide, slightly degraded, and most importantly controlled so it can live behind breaks and sub without turning your whole track into fog. Before we touch a synth, here's the mindset. Old jungle pads are usually not one synth plus a big reverb. They're more like a chain of decisions. You design something, you print it to audio, then you process the audio and print again. Each print commits tone, locks in interactions like chorus hitting saturation, and gives you that sampled, lived-in energy. Think print decisions, not endless tweaking. All right, step 0. Set the context. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170 BPM. Let's park it at 165. Then drop in a basic jungle skeleton so you're designing in reality, not in a vacuum. Track 1. A break loop. An amen, or a chopped break. Track 2. A sub bass. Even a plain sine is fine. Leave space. The pad's job is atmosphere and blue, not lead the whole song. Now step 1. Build a solid source pad in MIDI. Create a MIDI track and name it Pad Source MIDI. You can use Waveheatable or Drift. Waveheatable is great because it's controllable and thick. Set oscillator 1 to a saw, oscillator 2 to a sine or triangle at a lower level just to round out the fundamental. Add unison, classic mode, around 4 to 6 voices, amount about 20 to 35%. We're not going for super saw EDM. We want width and softness. Filter. Choose LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere around 1 to 3 kHz, and add a bit of drive, like 2 to 5, so it compresses slightly and gets that chewy midrange. Amp envelope, give it a medium attack, 25 to 60 milliseconds. That stops it from clicking and keeps it behind the transient action of the break. Decay around 2 to 4 seconds, sustain down maybe minus 6 to minus 12 dB, and release 2 to 6 seconds so it breathes when the chords change. Chord vibe. Minor 7 teeth chess and sus chords are basically instant jungle mood. If you want a template, try something like a minor 7 to F, major 7 to G, 6 to E, minor 7 across 4 bars. Then loop it to 8 bars. Keep it simple, movement will come from resampling and processing. Step 2. The 90s pad tone chain before we resample. On the pad source MIDI track, build a chain that creates character, but doesn't drown everything yet. First, saturator. Put it in analog clip mode. Drive it 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. This is where the pad starts to feel like it's hitting a piece of hardware, not just living in pristine digital land. Next, chorus ensemble. Use chorus mode. Rates low, 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Amount 15 to 30%. Width 120 to 160%. This is that gentle swirl. The trick is, if you can clearly hear chorus, it's probably too much. You want the pad to feel wider and slightly unstable, not like an obvious effect. Then auto filter. Use LP12. Set cutoff anywhere from 800 Hz up to 3K Hz depending on how bright your break and bass are. Add a tiny envelope amount, like 5 to 15%, just to make each chord swell a little differently. This is subtle motion that reads as life. Then hybrid reverb. Choose plate or room. Decay around 2.5 to 6 seconds. Predelay 15 to 30 milliseconds so it doesn't step on the dry sound. Low cut in the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz. High cut maybe 6 to 10 kHz. And keep the wet around 15 to 35%. Teacher note here, don't print the pad completely drenched on the first pass. You can always add more space later, but you cannot unreverb something once it's printed. Quick DNB rule that will save your mix. Pads should feel huge, but they should not steal low end and low mid from your bass and breaks. If your pad has meaningful energy under about 150 to 200 Hz, it's going to blur the bass line. We'll fix that in a minute, but keep it in mind. Step 3. Resample pass 1. Print the vibe. Create a new audio track called Pad Print 1. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Solo your pad source MIDI track, and record 8 bars. Now you've got audio. This is the moment the sound starts behaving like a record, because the effects are now baked into the waveform instead of being recalculated every time. Do a quick cleanup. Turn warp on. If you want that vintage smear, choose texture mode and try a grain size around 80 to 150. If you want it more stable, go complex or complex pro. Then consolidate the clip so you've got a clean, neat 8-bar file. Coach note. Gain stage right here. Don't print this clipping hot. Aim for peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS on your printed audio. Each new pass adds harmonics and density. If you print too hot now, the later saturation and limiting will turn into brittle fizz. Step 4. Resample pass 2. Degrade and shape like an old sample. On pad print 1, we're going to build a samplifier chain. Start with EQ8. High pass it with a 24 dB per octave slope somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz. Where you set this depends on your bass. If you've got a big sub-only bass, you can often go higher. If your bass is more mid-heavy Reese and you need pad warmth, maybe a bit lower, but still, don't let the pad live in the sub-zone. Then listen for boxiness in the 250 to 500 area. If it's cloudy, dip 1 to 3 dB. Also, tame modern sheen with a gentle high shelf down around 8 to 12 kHz by 1 to 4 dB. That one move alone often makes it feel more 90s. Next, roar or just saturator if you prefer. Keep it mild. You're aiming for density, not obvious distortion. A little drive, a little thickness. Then redux, but subtle. Set bits around 10 to 12. Downsample somewhere like 1.2 to 2.5. Dry slash wet 5 to 15%. If you hear fizzy sand on top, back it off. If it starts to feel like a slightly crunchy old sample, you're in the pocket. Then another hybrid reverb, but shorter. Think room in a box. Room or ambience vibe. Decay 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Predelay 5 to 15 milliseconds. Wet 8 to 18%. Now print again. Predate pad print 2 as an audio track. Set its input to pad print 1. Arm it, record 8 bars. The second print is usually where the pad stops sounding like a synth patch and starts sounding like you sampled it from somewhere. Step 5. Movement tricks. Micro warp and pitch. Open the pad print 2 clip. Turn warp on. Try texture mode with grain size around 90 to 140. If your texture settings include flux, try 10 to 25 for extra instability. We're going for that tapish wander, not a glitchy stutter. Now do a pitch move. Transpose down by minus 3 to minus 7 semitones for instant darker jungle. This is one of those why does it suddenly feel like a classic moves. If you're using Complex Pro, adjust formants by ear so it doesn't sound like it got weirdly chipmunked or overly muffled. Arrangement trick. Don't let it be the same 8 bars forever. Duplicate the clip and create variation. Bars 1 to 4, normal. Bars 5 to 8, transpose minus 2 or plus 5 for a lift. Or reverse one bar for a ghost moment. One bar reversed behind a break can feel like pure pirate radio atmosphere. Now step 6, the mastering style pad bus. This is where we make it sit like a record. Group your pad tracks pad print 2, any layers, any reverb prints later into a group called PAD bus. On pad bus, start with EQ8, high pass again at around 120 to 250 Hz, 24 dB slope. Even if you already filtered earlier, this is your safety filter. Pads love to creep back into the low end once you compress or saturate. If the pad masks the snare crack, look around 1 to 3 kHz and dip gently. If it's harsh, a small dip at 5 to 8 kHz can calm it down. Then glue compressor. This is not for pumping. It's for cohesion. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release auto ratio 2 to 1 and aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Soft clip on. You want it to feel like one piece, like it's been printed through a bus, not like lots of separate effects stacked. Limiter only if needed, and gently, just catching peaks from chorus and reverb swells. 1 to 2 dB max on loud moments. Width management is huge in DNB. Put utility on the pad bus and keep an eye on mono compatibility. You can set width around 110 to 140%, but don't go crazy. Super wide pads often disappear in mono and steal power from the center, where your snare and bass need to hit. If you want a checkpoint, flip utility width to 0% for a moment. If your groove collapses or the pad becomes a weird facey mess, you've overdone it. Step 7. Sidechain it like a record. Pads should breathe with drums and bass. Add a compressor on the PAD bus and sidechain it to your drum bus. Or even better, focus on the snare. In jungle, the snare drives the groove. Settings. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 ms so you don't completely kill the front of the pad. Release 80 to 160 ms so it recovers musically. And aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on hits. Advanced coach move. If your full drum bus sidechain feels too whole mix pumping, create an SC key track. Put a short snare trigger sound or a filtered snare that only hits on 2 and 4, and sidechain the pad to that. Now it ducks with the backbeat like classic records. Step 8. Layering. Air layer versus body layer. If your pad is too thick, or it's wide but kind of empty, split it into two jobs. Duplicate pad print 2. Call one pad body and one pad air. On pad body, low pass around 2 to 4 kHz and keep it warm and centered. On pad air, high pass around 1 to 2 kHz, add more chorus and reverb, and widen it more. Blend them. This is how you get huge without stepping on bass, and without turning the mix into low mid soup. Now let's hit common mistakes so you can avoid wasting an hour. If you've got too much 200 to 500 Hz, your break will sound smaller and the whole mix gets cloudy. If the pad fights the Reese or the sub, check below 150 to 200 Hz. If you overwiden, it might feel massive in stereo and then vanish in mono, which is a classic disappointment when you play it elsewhere. And the big one, printing reverb too wet too early. Print in stages. Also, a reality check on level. Old jungle pads often live quieter than you think. Aim for felt, not heard. If your pad is as loud as hats or snare ghost notes, it's probably too loud. Now some pro tips for darker, heavier DNB vibes. Transpose down after printing. -3, -5, -7 semitones is instant doom. Use roar with restraint, and focus on adding harmonics around 600 Hz to 2 kHz so the pad still reads on small speakers. For evolving tension, map filter cutoff to a very slow LFO, like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz, and use mid/side EQ if you want wide but stable. On the pad bus, EQ 8 in M/S mode, high pass the sides higher, like 250 to 400 Hz. So the width is mostly air. Keep the mid more controlled so your snare stays strong and centered.